Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of DocSpot. My name is Henry Peterson, and today we're going to be talking about Philios DS. I know you're going to go like, what? Philios what? I'm like, yeah, I said it, Philios DS. Philios DS is a project I built some time ago, sometime within this year. And I've stayed a while brooding upon it. Hopefully I'd be adding on to it, but as of now, I've put it on a repository and it's on GitHub. So you're going to find a link to that in the description of this podcast, the GitHub repository. Also, you can check it out. I've created a GitHub page so that you can demo and see how it works. It works in a real life sense. So one thing for sure you're gonna notice is that it loads really fast. It doesn't matter what kind of network you're using, whether you're on a 2G or very, very old Mesozoic era internet or handheld device or laptop or whatever you're using to connect to the internet, it's going to load as though it's native. So there's one thing you also notice in the description, it's titled the retro native stateful UI framework. Yeah, so it's retro native because it's intended to work on very old devices and more, and yeah, that's how I like to keep it, but also to keep the have that framework that has all the modern user experience, but it capable of working on older device, so taking all the modern user experience and put it on all old device, and in a decent way give it a decent experience. And it doesn't matter what kind of internet you're using, whether you're using even 2G. So that's the idea and that's the purpose for this project. If you feel it's great, you want to contribute to it, you should check it out. If there's anything we need to change, we can change that, we can make it work. So go check out the repository, go look it up. There is a demo, there is an example page, GitHub page I've created, and that's it guys, this is all for this episode. I wanted to share this bit of project that I've been working on with you. If you're interested, you want to see, you want to just look it up, please kindly do. And if you've got feedback, you've got any sort of ideas of how to improve it, let me hear those in the direct messages. You can catch me on Twitter, you can also send me messages on Anchor, you can comment, you can email me by the email address wherever you're listening, or you can get in touch. Yeah, if you should stumble upon this podcast on Apple Podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and you stay blessed. Catch you in the next one. It works. It works. And that's the what I'm trying to promote with putting in the effort to build or to develop Filios.js. So if you enjoy using it, you go check it out, you go and you find something useful you can do with it, please star it, please share it, please talk about it. If it's flat, if it's lame, oh, you let me know. Let me have feedback. Let me have feedback on it, and I will improve. Yeah, for that objective, to get that objective across, that to have a framework that is reactive, but there's very so light, very very feather light that it's surprising how it works, and how you can do with Filios.js and not think about anything else. All right, so that's it for me for now for Dogspot, and we'll catch you in the next one. Stay blessed. You have a very blessed weekend. Have a great, wonderful quality time with your family, for the children, for everyone, for mom, from dad, for everyone. Bye for now.